接下来 Tony 长老来跟我们分享信息。
Elder Tony going to give us the message.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄们早安。
We are experiencing a once in a lifetime event, which is this pandemic.
我们正在经历一个前所未有的事件，就是瘟疫的大流行。
In our lifetime, there were past pandemics that we lived through, but none has impacted our lives nearly as much.
在我们一生中，我们经历过一些疾病，流行性的疾病，但是没有一次对我们生活有如此的重创。
We are all sheltering in place with no social contact except through Zoom.
我们居家避难，没有社会接触，我们只有通过 Zoom 来聚集在一起。
How we interact as a church, as a family?
我们作为一个教会，作为一个家庭，如何互动？
How do we interact among friends and how we work?
我们朋友之间如何互动？我们如何工作？
Or maybe some of us are impacted in work, such that we lost our jobs or we have to work reduced hours.
有一些人也许失去工作或者减少工作的时间。
How we shop?How we seek medical care?
我们如何购物，如何寻求医疗照顾？
All these things changed in a few short months.
这一切都在短短几个月发生了巨大的变化。
Now, as you go through this once in a lifetime event, so far, what life lessons have you learned from this pandemic?
当你经历着这个前所未有的事件的时候，你学到了什么呢？
Winston Churchill said, never let a good crisis go to waste.
英国首相丘吉尔说，不要让任何一个危机浪费掉。
Many organizations have already adapted and learning many lessons from this pandemic.
很多组织和机构呢，已经从这个流行瘟疫中学习到很多功课。
Definitely healthcare organizations and businesses and governments.
医疗、商业、政府、金融机构。
And for all these organizations, there are many lessons to be learned.
从这些机构里，他们已经学到很多的功课。
But what about at a personal level?
但是在个人层面上呢？
You may have learned that our time together with family or with our church family is to be treasured.
你也许学到我们在一起的时间，尤其教会弟兄姊妹在一起的时间是值得珍惜的。
I miss seeing my daughter's family in Philadelphia.
我非常想念在费城我女儿的一家。
But we're thankful that she FaceTime every night and so that we can see our grandson.
我们非常感谢的是她每天晚上我们都视频，我们可以看见我们的外孙。
We miss seeing one another face to face in Stone Mill.
我们非常怀念在石墨小学面对面的见面。
Now in English Fellowship, we joke that we miss eating desserts together every Friday night.
我们英文团契的人，我们开玩笑说，我们非常怀念每个星期五晚一起分享的甜点。
But actually, most of all, we miss seeing one another face to face.
但是最重要的是我们想念彼此可以面对面的见面。
Many things we took for granted in the past.
但过去的事情，很多事情我们都认为理所当然。
And when we start missing them, we realize how graceful God was to us.
当我们开始怀念他们的时候，我们才意识到上帝在所有的事情上曾给我们多么大的恩典。
Another thing that you may have learned is that we really don't know how much time we have on earth.
另外一件事你们或许学到的，我们不知道我们在世上有多少时日。
And we can't really plan our lives without God in the center of it.
我们无法计划如果不把神放在中间。
It's just like in James chapter 4, it says the following.
就像雅各书第四节说，
Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money.
你们说今天或明天你们要到某城去，在那里住一年做生意赚钱。
Why? You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
其实明天怎样你们并不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？
Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
你们本来是过眼云烟，转眼之间就消失，你们倒不如说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着做这事或那事。
It is so true. We don't even know what will happen tomorrow.
这是真的，我们甚至不知道明天会发生什么。
We suddenly realize how fragile our lives are.
我们突然意识到我们的生活是多么的脆弱。
It is a big reminder that our lives is just really like a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
它真的清楚地提醒我们，我们的生活不过像云雾，出现一小会儿，然后就消失了。
Do you still remember what your plan was at the beginning of this year?
你还记得你年初的计划是什么呢？
My plan was to visit my mom in Hong Kong.
我的计划是去香港探访我的母亲。
And of course, right now, I don't have that plan anymore. I don't even know when I can go back to Hong Kong.
那现在呢，我没有这样的计划，我也不知道什么时候能回去香港。
Or maybe you learned that we need to grow in our trust in God.
或许你学会了要增加我们对上帝的信任。
And as a good Christian, you of course say, oh, yeah, of course we trust in God.
作为一个好的基督徒，你当然会说，我们当然相信上帝了。
But when a test like a pandemic arrives, it is good to reflect on how much we do trust in God.
当这个瘟疫流行这样的考验来临的时候，这是正好反映我们对上帝真正的信任程度。
It's like we get to the end of the road and we have to turn left or we turn right. And we have to make a choice. Do we trust in God?
就像我们到了路的尽头，我们必须左转或右转，我们必须要选择我们是否相信上帝。
Do we trust in God or do we surrender to fear? There is no middle path.
我们相信神还是我们惧怕，这没有中间的道路。
Now, people may tell you that we can trust in ourselves or in our society, our science, our government.
人们或许告诉你，我们应该相信自己，相信我们的社会，我们的科学，我们的政府。
But this little coronavirus shows us that it can turn our entire government and our scientific community upside down.
可是这个微小的隐形病毒可以颠覆我们整个的政府和科学界。
Now, today we're going to look at someone who literally took a wrong turn in his walk with God.
今天呢，我们来看一个人，他真正的选了一个错误，在相信神的道路上。
When he gave in to his fear, he became so discouraged, so depressed, so fearful that he wanted to die.
当他被他的惧怕吞噬的时候，他变得非常沮丧、懊恼，以至于他想要死。
If you think that this can only happen to someone who is immature in their faith,Think again.
如果你觉得这是一个很灵性不成熟的人，再想想。
Actually, it happened to one of the most famous prophets in the Old Testament.
事实上，它发生在旧约中最著名的先知之一的身上。
He was used mightily by God, but he still failed when his faith was tested.
他是一个被神大大重用的人。当他的信心接受考验的时候，他真的还是失败了。
We all know the story of Elijah.
我们都知道以利亚的故事。
He scored a huge victory over the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel.
他在加密山战胜了巴利的先知，取得了巨大的胜利。
On that mountain, 450 of the prophets of Baal offered a sacrifice to the idol.
在那座山上450名巴利的先知向他们的偶像献晚祭。
But nothing happened despite their dancing, shouting, and self-mutilation.
尽管他们跳舞喊叫自残却一无所获。
Now, but when it was Elijah's turn to offer his sacrifice, fire came down from heaven and burned up the entire sacrifice.
当以利亚轮到他献晚祭的时候，火从天而降，烧尽燔祭。
It was so hot that even all the jars of water poured on top of it was also all burned up.
火是这么样的热，以至于浇在上面的水也被烧干了。
Now at that time, the Israelites followed Elijah's direction.
啊，那时候以色列的人按照以利亚的教导。
They captured the 450 prophets of Baal and slaughtered them at Kishon Valley.
他们俘获了450名巴利的先知，并在基基顺河边杀了他们。
And God even ended a three-year drought as if by bringing on heavy rain.
上帝甚至结束了三年的干旱带来的大雨。
As if it is celebrating the slaughtering of those false prophets and the defeat of the idol.
仿佛是在庆祝战胜这些虚假的先知和偶像的胜利。
But then things took a turn for the worse.
但是事情发生了逆转，变得更糟糕了。
When the evil queen Jezebel heard from her husband King Ahab what happened on Mount Carmel,
当邪恶的女王也西别在家听到了加密山发生的事情的时候，
She vowed revenge and she sent a messenger to Elijah and said,
她发誓要报复，她派一个人告诉以利亚说，
May the God deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them.
明日约在这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。
Now the Bible says Elijah was afraid and ran for his life.
圣经说以利亚很害怕，见着光景就起来逃命。
So why was Elijah so fearful that just because Jezebel issued a threat on his life, he had to run for his life?
那么为什么以利亚如此的害怕？只是因为耶西别对他下了通缉令，他就不得不逃命吗？
Didn't Elijah know that God is way more powerful than Jezebel?
难道以利亚不知道上帝比耶西别更强大吗？
And 100 Jezebels would still be no match for God?
那100个耶西别也抵不过神。
Now, on the one hand, it is natural to be afraid when you get a death threat.
一方面，当你受到死亡威胁的时候，是很自然你会害怕。
And then on the other hand, we expect Elijah to really trust God.
那同时呢，我们真的相信以利亚应该信服上帝。
Now, the Bible says that Elijah left his servant in Beersheba, where he went himself a day's journey into the desert.
圣经里说以利亚把他的仆人留在别示巴，他自己在旷野里走了一日的路程。
He sat down under a broom tree and prayed that he might die.
他来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死。
I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors.
他说，主啊，罢了，求你取了我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。
I have had enough, Elijah said. Do you feel that sometimes?
以利亚说，我受够了。有时候你是不是也有这样的感觉呢？
I did, and sometimes the discouragement just keeps piling up where there seems to be so many obstacles, we want to say, I have had enough.
我有这样的感觉，有的时候挫败不断增加，困难重重，沮丧不断堆积起来，我们想说我已经受够了。
Now, Elijah may have expected that the Israelites would turn around after witnessing such a big miracle from God.
以利亚也许期望以色列人在目睹上帝的神迹以后会回转。
Now, he may also even expected Ahab and Jezebel to turn around too.
他可能也期待着亚哈和耶洗别会悔改。
But instead, he got a death threat.
但是他却得到的是死亡的威胁。
I have had enough.
我已经受够了。
I am no better than my ancestors.
我不胜于我的列祖。
Now, what was Elijah trying to say?
以利亚想说什么呢？
It sounded like that he thought all along that he was better than his ancestors.
这样听起来好像他一直觉得他比他的列祖更好。
Now, if his ancestors fail to turn the Israelite around to God, he's going to do better than them.
如果他的祖先不能使国家转向神，他会做更好。
He would do that single-handedly by himself.
他会单枪匹马的这样做。
He was the prophet who proclaimed there would be no rain, and no rain fell for 3 years.
他是先知，他预言三年内不会下雨，就没有下雨。
He was the prophet that called down fire from heaven.
他是那个叫天上降下火来的先知。
He was the prophet that led the people to slaughter the 450 prophets of Baal.
他是那带领人杀掉450名巴利先知的先知。
If Elijah had set his life goal to bring Israel back to God and succeed in a task that his ancestors failed,
如果以利亚把他的人生目标设掉，要扭转一个 国家、他的先祖没能做到的。
Then it looked like he did not succeed at all.
好像看起来他的那个任务没有完成。
Because despite all that trial and all the fire and all the killing, the people still didn't turn around.
那么尽管干旱降火杀戮、大声张扬，好像他都没有实现他的目标。
I have had enough. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors.
我已经受够了，求你取我的性命，我没有比我的祖先更好。
Elijah couldn't understand what God's plan was.
以利亚无法理解神的计划是什么。
The miracles were not enough.
所有的奇迹都不足够。
He was no better than his ancestors.
他也不比他的祖先更好。
Maybe God wouldn't protect his life either.
也许神不会保守他的性命。
When he lost his trust to God, fear and despair set in.
当他失去了对于上帝的信任的时候，恐惧和绝望就开始了。
Now, on top of all of that, Elijah also thought of himself as the lone prophet against an entire sinful nation.
所有这一切加在一起，他认为以利亚认为他是唯一的一个先知在反对一个罪恶的国家。
Now, even though Obadiah told him that Obadiah is his official for Ahab, that he had hidden 100 prophets in 2 caves.
尽管俄巴底告诉他，他把100名先知藏在两个洞穴里。
Elijah said several times to God.
以利亚多次对神说
I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets.
我是主唯一留下的先知，但巴利有450个先知。
He also said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too.
我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。
Now, if you were the only prophet left and you can't turn around Israel, then it's very depressing.
如果你是唯一一个留下的先知，你也不能扭转以色列，那的确是多么令人沮丧的事啊。
Do you feel that you're the only one that bears the weight of some ministry at church?
你是不是觉得你也是唯一教会里承担每种重任的人呢？
Do you feel that you're the only one in your family to make the whole family function sometimes?
或者你是唯一一个能让你的家庭正常运转的人呢？
Elijah may have felt similar feelings on that day.
以利亚就有同样的感觉。
Now, what was God's response to Elijah's fear and despair?
那神对以利亚的沮丧有什么反应呢？
In verse 5 of this chapter, it tells us that an angel touched him and said to Elijah, get up and eat.
在一个章节第五节里面，有一个天使拍他说，起来吃吧。
God provided Elijah with a cake of bread and a jar of water.
上帝向以利亚提供了一瓶水和炭火烧的饼。
Elijah ate that and slept again.
以利亚吃了以后就去睡了。
Now the angel woke him up a second time so that Elijah can eat and drink a second time.
耶和华的使者第二次来派他，让他吃，他又可以又吃又喝第二次。
For the journey is too much for you, the angel said.
天使对他说，起来吃吧，因为你当走的路甚远。
Now, how comforting to know that God cares and understands our physical limits.
知道上帝理解我们身体的极限是一个令人心累的事情。
Even though Elijah's problem is a heart problem, a spiritual problem, God tended to his physical needs first.
尽管以利亚的问题是一个心灵和属灵上的问题，但是上帝首先照顾他身体上的需要。
In this pandemic, do you believe that God will provide for our physical needs?
在这个瘟疫流行当中，你会不会相信上帝会体恤我们身体上的需要呢？
Did you worry that you couldn't buy toilet paper, face masks, disinfectant wipes, or groceries?
你是不是有担心买不到厕所用的纸和消毒用的器械呢？
Now, have you experienced God's provision for you in your time of need?
你有没有体会到神对你的供给呢？
In March, my wife Elaine fell face first in our kitchen floor.
三月份，我的太太 Elaine 摔倒了，她的脸朝下摔下去了。
I remember that Friday night driving her to the emergency room of suburban hospital.
我还记得那个星期五晚上开车她带她去急诊室。
It was very nervous, sitting in the emergency room, looking around to see anybody coughing, anybody with any symptoms.
当时我们在急诊室的时候非常紧张，我们左右环顾，看有没有人在咳嗽、打喷嚏。
We waited, seems like an eternity, in the emergency room, and finally we got back home around 2 something a.m.
我们在急诊室好像是在用永生在等待，凌晨两点才回到家。
And I remember reading the CT scan results alone in the kitchen.
我还记得我独自一个人在厨房里阅读那个 CT 的报告。
And I saw that long list of fractures about all these bones I never heard of. How come there's so many bones in the face?
我记得我当时读的时候，一个长长的一个清单，有很多的骨骼骨折了。我还不知道有这么多脸上有这么多骨骼。
And I really actually didn't tell her what I read in that report.
当时我没有告诉他这个结果。
We of course are worried that she may have to do surgery.
当然我们都非常担心她会不得不做手术。
It was the time that I had to exercise my faith and trust in God.
那是我需要我的信心得到试炼，需要信任神的时候。
I asked myself whether I can say I worry about nothing, just like in Philippians 4:6, Paul says, do not be anxious about anything.
就像腓立比书四章六节保罗说，我们当因无挂虑，我问自己能不能做到。
I'm thankful that many of you pray for us.
我非常感恩很多大家都为我们祷告。
And praise God that he answered your prayers.
感谢主，神也答应了你们的祷告。
Despite the many fractures, the bones only shifted ever so slightly, but not enough to require surgery.
尽管有这么多的骨折，骨只是有一小小的错位，但是最后不需要手术。
Now, if Elaine did require surgery, would we still be under his protection? And of course we would.
如果以利需要做手术，神会保守我们吗？我知道他还是会的。
But I can see how God has met us where we were and answered your prayers.
我可以看得见的是上帝在我们所处的光景中遇到我们，他也答应了我们的祷告。
Now, in 1 Kings 19 verse 11 to 13, they talk about Elijah traveled 40 days and nights and finally he reached Mount Horeb.
在列王记上11章到13节， 以利亚走了40天到了神的山何烈山。
He spent a night in a cave.
他在山洞里过了一个晚上。
Verse 11, the Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, for the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake.
耶和华说，你出来站在山上，在我面前，那是耶和华从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作。风山碎石，耶和华却不在风中，风后地震，耶和华却不在其中。
After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire came a gentle whisper.
地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中，火后有微小的声音。
When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him,What are you doing here, Elijah?
以利亚听见就用外衣蒙上脸出来站在洞口有声音问他说以利亚你在这里做什么
Now, on Mount Carmel, God spoke dramatically with a fire that descended from heaven.
在加密山上上帝戏剧性的从天而降的火焰中讲话。
But on Mount Horeb, God spoke in a gentle whisper.
但是在何烈山上他轻声细语。
He was not in the powerful wind that tore the mountains apart.
他不在那把大山摔碎的强风当中。
He was not in the earthquake.
他也不在地震之中。
He was not in the fire.
他也不在火中。
When he finally spoke, it was through a gentle whisper.
当他最终于讲话的时候他轻声细语。
We all need God to speak to us.
我们都需要上帝对我们讲话。
Like Elijah, when we are fearful, discouraged, depressed, we need God to speak to us.
就像以利亚一样当我们受挫害怕沮丧的时候我们迫切地需要上帝对我们讲话。
But even when we feel that we are okay, we are coping, we still need God to speak to us.
即使我们觉得我们没有事我们正在对付着我们还是需要神对我们讲话。
Now, I don't know how God will speak to you, but he will speak to you one way or another.
我不知道如何神会对你讲话我知道用不同的方式神会对你讲话。
He may be speaking to you in a dramatic way, or he may choose to speak to you in a gentle whisper.
他也许很戏剧化地对你讲话也许他对你轻声细语。
He may be speaking to you when you are stuck at home 24/7.
他也许在你24小时一周七天都在家里困住的时候对你讲话。
Do you feel like right now we're like stuck in an endless cycle?
你是不是觉得我们现在在无休止的运转之中呢?
Every day we get up, do housework, take care of kids, work from home, cook three meals, clean up, go back to bed.
每天我们起床做家务照顾家照顾孩子工作打扫卫生上床睡觉。
Now, when we feel that we are weighted down by this pandemic, can God speak to us through this endless routine?
当我们被这种瘟疫流行压垮的时候上帝能够通过这些无休止的例行公事对我们讲话吗
?Yes, he can.
是的他可以。
He spoke to Elijah in a gentle whisper. He can speak to you, amidst our daily routine.
他可以温柔地对以利亚讲话，他可以在我们日常的例行公事中和你讲话。
We like to associate God with some supernatural events, such as parting of the Red Sea or some miraculous healing.
我们喜欢把神和一些超自然的事情连在一起就像分开红海或者奇迹般疾病得医治。
But what we distinguish as natural or supernatural may not be that distinguishing in God's eyes.
我们所用来区分的自然和超自然在上帝的眼中也许并没有什么区别。
Now, when God spoke to Elijah in a gentle whisper, it is a reminder to Elijah and to us what matters is what God says.
当上帝用轻柔的耳语和以利亚交谈的时候，他提醒以利亚和我们，重要的是神所说的话。
What doesn't matter is what accompanies God's words, be it natural or supernatural.
而不是所伴随话语的，无论是自然或超自然的状况。
It is not the fire or the earthquake or the tornado that accomplishes God's plan. It is what God says.
完成上帝计划的不是火灾、地震或龙卷风，而是神所说的每一句话。
And now, what did God tell Elijah?
上帝告诉。
All right. So, in verse 15, the Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus."When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram.
第十五节，耶和华对他说：“你回去，从旷野往大马色去，到了那里，就要高哈薛做亚兰王。”
Also anoint Jehu son of Nimshi king over Israel, and anoint Elisha son of Shaphat from Abel-Meholah to succeed you as prophet.
又高宁氏的孙子耶户做以色列王，并高亚伯米拉米和拉人沙法的儿子以利沙做先知接续你。
Jehu will put to death any who escaped the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escaped the sword of Jehu.
将来躲避哈薛之刀的必被耶户所杀，躲避耶户之刀的必被以利沙所杀。
Now, while Elijah may wonder why God allowed all these things to happen, God actually had a plan that he would set in motion.
虽然以利亚可能想知道上帝为什么允许这些事情发生，但是神有他的计划。
In this passage, God asked Elijah to anoint three persons, Hazael, Jehu, and then Elisha.
在这个章节里呢，神告诉他要去高三个人，亚哈、耶户和以利沙。
And these people will in turn be used by God to judge the nation of Israel and King Ahab.
这三个人后来是神使用来审判以色列的人。
In 1 Kings, we only read about how Elijah anointed Elisha.Who became Elijah's apprentice.
在列王记上我们只看到以利亚高了以利沙成为他先知的后续。
Now, it was not until in 2 Kings chapter 8 that we read how Elisha anointed Hazael.
直到第列王记下以利沙高了
And in 2 Kings chapter 10, it described how Hazael overpowered the Israelites, bringing God's judgment on them.
在列王记下，我们看到耶户杀害了Hazael.
Right. And all of that happened many decades later than what happened on Mount Horeb.
所有这些事情都是几十年以后才发生的。
The event on Mount Carmel happened around 874 BC.
在加密山上是874年左右。主前874年左右。
And it actually was around 840 BC that Hazael ruled and brought the judgment on Israel.
到主前840年，当哈薛统治的时候，上帝对以色列人的审判确实来了。
So the judgment for the Israelites from God did come, but it came actually many decades later.
上帝对以色列的审判的确来了，但是是几十年以后才临到的。
Now, even though Elijah did not anoint Jehu, we saw that in 2 Kings chapter 9, how Elisha told a young man who was a prophet in training to anoint Jehu.
虽然我们在没有看到以利亚高耶户，但是在列王记下第九章，以利沙告诉一个年轻的使徒去高耶户。
Jehu was a commander in the Israelite army at that time.
耶户是当时以色列的一个将军。
Now at that time, Ahab had already died, and the country was ruled by Ahab's son Joram.
亚哈的儿子亚哈已经死掉，亚哈的儿子当政。
Now when that Joram, Ahab's son, was fighting Hazael, Jehu murdered him.
当亚哈的儿子乔亚姆。
So, and Jehu murdered Ahab's son Joram.
耶户杀掉了亚哈的儿子。
And not only did Jehu kill Joram, he also killed all of Ahab's descendants.
耶户不但杀死了约兰，而且杀死了亚哈的所有的后代。
And he also killed Jezebel.
他同时也杀死
the mother of Joram.
他杀死了约兰的母亲耶洗别。
He also killed all the priests of Baal.
他也杀死了巴利所有的先知。
All of these events happened around 842 BC.
这些事情发生在主前842年左右。
So again, the judgment for Ahab and Jezebel did come, but it came decades later.
所以对亚哈也洗别的审判的确到是几十年以后才出现。
And then finally, the Bible said Elisha would put to death any who escaped the sword of Jehu.
圣经上同时说，以利沙将处死任何逃脱耶户之剑的人。
Now the Bible did not record Elisha bringing down fire or brimstone, so the Bible didn't mean that Elisha himself would bring physical destruction.
圣经里没有记录以利沙降下火和石。圣经里并不意味着以利沙亲手带来毁灭。
But in 2 Kings chapter 8, Elisha foretold a 7-year famine in the land.
但是列王之下第八章，以利沙预言了七年的饥荒。
So just like God told Elijah in 1 Kings that Elisha would put to death any who escaped the sword of Jehu.
就像神在列王记上告诉以利亚的，以利沙将杀掉没有被耶户杀死的人。
When we are in the middle of a crisis, we want it to end right now.
当我们在灾难之中的时候呢，我们想马上就要结束。
Our lives are measured in decades, so we expect God to reveal His plans in days or maybe weeks.But definitely, please don't take months or years.
我们的生活是用几十年来衡量的。我们期望神在几天、几周内揭示他的计划，最好不要超过几个月或几年。
Our trust for God is tested when nothing seems to be happening.
当事情没有发生改变的时候，我们对神的信心就开始接受考验了。
And we may say to God, "We have prayed for a week."How come you still have not answered for our prayers?
我们对神说，我们已经祈祷了几个星期了，你为什么还没有回答我们的祷告呢？
In the case for Elijah, the judgment for the evildoers arrived decades later.
在以利亚这件事情，对恶人的审判是在几十年以后的发生了。
It happened after Elijah has been taken up to heaven.
这些是在以利亚已经被神接走了以后了。
What added to Elijah's despair was that Elijah thought he's the only one left.
非常让以利亚难过的是，他认为他是唯一一个先知留下来了。
Even though Obadiah told him that he hid 100 prophets in two caves.
尽管呢，俄巴底告诉他，他藏了100个先知。
In verse 18, God told Elijah that he reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and all whose mouths have not kissed him.
在18节，神对以利亚说，他在以色列保存了7000人，所有的膝盖没有给巴利下跪，所有的嘴巴也没有吻过他。
Sometimes we feel that we alone are bearing the weight of the ministry at church, or we alone are keeping our family together.
有的时候我们觉得是我们一个人撑着教会服事的重担，或者我们一个人维持我们家庭的运作。
Sometimes we like to keep our problems to ourselves.
有的时候我们喜欢把问题自己扛。
It may be a cultural habit because we like to solve our own problems.
也许是我们的文化背景，我们喜欢自己解决问题。
Or it can be a matter of pride.
或者是一种骄傲。
But that's not what God intended when the Bible says, love one another and bear one another's burdens.
这不是上帝的意图，他说让我们彼此相爱，彼此承担负担。
I'm concerned that as we go through this pandemic, then some of us are suffering,and the rest of the church family does not even know.
我所担心的是在我们经历这场瘟疫时，我们中间有一些人正在受苦，而其他教会的大家庭的人却不知道。
So I urge you that please reach out to people around you, such as your fellowship, the pastor, and the elders, if you have any needs.
所以我恳求你，请你让弟兄姊妹、牧师、长职人员知道，如果你有需要。
It is not a sign of weakness when we ask for help.
当我们寻求帮助的时候，并不表明我们软弱。
It is a sign of strength and trust in God.
它是一个我们寻求神、我们需要帮助的一个征兆。
In his encounter with God, twice.God asked Elijah the same question. What are you doing here, Elijah?
在与神相遇的过程中，神对以利亚问了两次这样的问题。你在这里干什么，以利亚？
Elijah gave the same answer each time.
以利亚每次都给了同样的答案。
If Elijah was taking an exam, then he would have failed it.
如果以利亚在参加考试的话，他会不及格。
In the end, God told Elijah to go back the way he came.
最后神告诉以利亚回到他来的地方。
God told Elijah his plan.
神告诉他他有他的计划。
God told Elijah that he is not alone.
神告诉以利亚他并不孤单。
God told Elijah there is more work to be done.
神告诉以利亚他还有更多的工作需要做。
What would our answer be if God asked us, what are you doing here?
如果神问你，你在这里干什么？你的答案是什么呢？
Elijah was in a cave on Mount Horeb.
以利亚在何烈山的洞里。
It could be a question of why he was there in a cave.
啊，这真是一个问题，他为什么在山洞里呢？
But more importantly, it was a question about his heart condition.
更重要的一个问题是他心里的状况是怎样。
To close, I came upon a quiz. It's a quiz about trust.
在快结束的时候，我要给大家一个小考。这个小考是信任。
I thought it would be interesting for us to take an inventory of how much we trust God.
我觉得是比较有意思的是我们自己看看数算一下我们到底信任神多少。
There are four questions and you can score yourself from 1 to 5 on each of these questions.
有四个问题你可以给自己打分。
Now, when we are fearful, it is natural for us to be looking for a way out.
当我们害怕的时候是很自然的我们想寻找出路。
How do you do that? Do you seek understanding from God and looking to Him to guide our next steps?
啊，你如何做呢？你是向神寻求，寻求他带领我们下一步。
Instead of relying on human measures that would calm our anxieties temporarily, do we look to God first and foremost to provide us with peace and guard our heart?
我们是靠人的方法暂时平息我们的焦虑呢，还是我们仰望神，求他赐给我们出人意外的平安？
Do we look for what man can provide, or do we look for what God can provide?
我们是寻找人的方法呢，还是寻找神的方法？
Now, when we are fearful, when we feel that somehow God is not answering our phone, what do we do?
当我们感觉到恐惧，觉得神不回我们的电话的时候，我们怎么做呢？
If God does not remove the trial, are we still confident that God is with us and protecting us?
如果神不把我们的患难拿走，我们是否还相信上帝与我们同在，保守我们吗？
Are we still confident that God will speak to us?
我们还有这样的自信，神会对我们讲话吗？
When we are fearful,It is natural also for us to be looking for a reason why. Why is this happening?
当我们感到惧怕的时候，也很自然的我们会问为什么。
At those times, do we believe that God is trying to strengthen our trust in Him through trials?
在这样的情况下，我们是不是学习到神是来锻炼我们对他的信任呢？
Do we believe that God has a plan for us?
我们相信神对我们有个计划吗？
When we are fearful, there will be times that I feel that I can't do this anymore.
当我们感到沮丧的时候，我们觉得我们坚持不下去了。
When we feel weak, do we turn to God and ask for His power to work through our weaknesses?
当我们感到软弱的时候，我们是否转向神，求他的能力在我们的身上显为刚强呢？
When we are hurt, do we turn to God for compassion and love?
当我们受伤的时候，我们是否转向神，寻求他的怜恤和爱呢？
Do we trust that God will preserve us and finish His work in us?
我们相信神会保守我们，在我们的身上完成他的工吗？
Let's bow our head and pray.
大家请低头一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
亲爱的天父，我们对你献上感谢。
Because you love us and you have grace enough for us.
主啊，你爱我们，你的恩典够我们用。
You have always provided for us physically or spiritually.
你总是为我们保守提供，无论是身体上还是属灵上。
And we also are thankful that you speak to us through your words.
我们也感谢你通过你的话语对我们讲话。
We know that you have a plan that will prosper us.
我们知道你对我们有一个计划，那计划是让我们成功。
And we know that one day we will come to see you face to face again.
我们知道有一天你会让我们面对面与你相见。
And in this journey, as we go towards that day, you're going to preserve us.
在我们在见你面之前这条路上你会保守我们。
You have put the Holy Spirit inside us so that we can have the assurance that one day we have that eternal hope to see you.
你把你的圣灵放在我们的心中，我们有这样的笃定，有一天我们要与你面对面。
We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。